As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Program, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to jump on board, yeah, you can keep clapping if you want. 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-729-7469. RayLucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. As I mentioned to the TV viewing audience, I happen to be reading Wayne Allen Root's Las Vegas Review Journal article this last weekend when I was there. And I thought it was really interesting. I don't want to get into the race baiting stuff that he talks about. That's not what this show is all about. But the economic news for literally all Americans is really, really spectacular. I'll come back to that momentarily. Also, September, for those that were watching on television, they heard a nice September tune. Maybe we can do a little September music since we're now, almost in the middle of September, no doubt. But it seems to me that so many people get out of the market in May and come back in October because there's usually this summer swoon and the markets don't do anything or they go down. And September is historically a really bad month for stocks. If you go back to 81, September, minus 5.4%. 1960, minus 6%. 1957, minus 6.2%. 2011, minus 7.2%. 2001, minus 8.2%. 1986, minus 8.5%. 2008, minus 9.1%. Are you kidding me? It gets worse from here. Yep. 1946, minus 10.2%. 2002, minus 11%. 1974, minus 11.9%. September is a bad month, historically, until it's not. And for people to make some value judgment as to whether they should be in the market in September or out of the market in September based on historics, or should I say hysterics, is ludicrous. So I heard someone talking on the radio the other day about, you know, the go away in May and come back in October, which I guess has some historical significance. But is there really such a thing? The history book we're going to be writing in Tomorrowland is not going to be similar at all to history in the past. We live in a totally different world. We have $20 trillion plus in debt. When did we ever face that? We have 4.2% economic growth. When was the last time we saw that? Or at least on a consistent basis. So I'll start today with what I read this weekend from Wayne Allen Root in the Las Vegas Review Journal, because it speaks to, at least in my opinion, why it's probably not a good idea to jettison your stocks. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program helping you to make better money moves. Now, I'm not suggesting you shouldn't rebalance your portfolio and scrape some of the cream off of the top and reshuffle and all that stuff. No, that's something for you and your advisor to discuss. And I'm not suggesting that you should be all in the stock market anyway, especially if you're very near retirement or in retirement. You know my philosophy. I believe in an increasing stock glide path once you achieve your retirement age. But going into retirement, I've always suggested that you have a combination of fixed investments, annuitized income, and long-term stock investments that have a minimum of, say, 15 years to wade through the cycles, because we have bull and bear market cycles, and it's been pretty much proven out that they last about 15 years, the secular, if you will, bull and bear markets. So that's me. That's what my philosophy is. Doesn't necessarily mean you should do it, but you should have that conversation with somebody. All right, so let's talk about this. And again, I'm going to leave out, you know, the racial inferences here, because obviously Wayne Allen Root, who's formerly a presidential candidate, maybe he's thinking about running, I don't know. But he gets into this reverse racism. He calls Donald Trump a reverse racist, not a racist. And he relates that, I think, effectively. I'll focus on the economic side of things, all right? Because I don't like this calling people racist. That is very, very, very offensive, especially if you're not. And most people are not. Come on. But he says this: black business ownership is up 400% in the past year. That is unbelievable, folks. 400%. And Barack Obama's on the stump, taking a victory lap for Donald Trump's performance in the White House, economically speaking. Hey, you may not like what he says or how he says it, and there may be all kinds of other flaws you can find. But come on, you can't take credit for what has happened in the last 2 years, because it has been nothing short of phenomenal. And this statistic pretty much says it all. A 400% increase in black business ownership. And that goes along with the fact that the economy is skyrocketing. We added another 201,000 jobs in August as the numbers came in. The unemployment rate is 3.9%. GDP growth is at 4.2%. Don't quote me on this, but I think I learned this morning that that's the first time in 100 years where the GDP was higher than the unemployment rate. And by the way, that unemployment rate is also better because there's more full-time employment. And the most important statistic that virtually no one seems to be talking about: wage growth. Finally, it's been decades, folks. 2.9% year over year. It's nothing to write home about, but it's better than zero or going negative. We're starting to see wage growth. Consumer confidence is at near record highs. I mean, Trump's added almost 4 million jobs in the last 2 years. It's very impressive. And I say Trump, but his policies have added 4 million jobs. I know there's a huge movement, even inside the West Wing of the White House, that wants to get this guy out. But I'm telling you, from an economic standpoint, that's all I'm going to measure. All the other stuff, you can use your own judgment on. Supreme Court justices, pro-life, pro-this abortion, I don't know. You can make your own judgment on that. But when we want to talk about wallet, pocketbook issues, I'm sorry, folks, it doesn't get much better than this. It doesn't get much better. Is it sustainable? Don't know. I'd sure like to try. That's Wayne Allen Root. You can read it. Again, I'm not endorsing what he has to say in this article. I'm just relating some of the facts to you about where we stand, economically speaking, and why I don't believe September will be a bust for stocks, as it has been many Septembers in the past. People get really afraid of September. But you know, if you look hard enough and you data mine enough, you could get really scared of September, October, November, December, January. You know, the list goes on and on. But right now, we're smoking, folks. We are smoking. We'll be back.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Ranger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Kinks. Love them. Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. All right, so obviously we're talking about September and the fact that September is usually a bad month. What do you do about it? Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, reallocating and diversify. Ah, that's the word, diversification. Diversification has not done well by most of us over the last, decade or so. It's been large cap stocks, small cap stocks, mostly domestic, straight up. Straight up. So diversification has not worked. So I took interest in an article written by C.J. McDonald a couple weeks ago, and I've been saving this. Here's what he had to say about diversification and it being undervalued when it's needed the most. Strong earnings growth and 40-year highs in both consumer and business confidence were enough to overcome recent volatility brought on by trade war fears, threats of inflation, and the daily chaos coming out of Washington. Isn't that the truth? Some of it self-inflicted chaos, some of it inflicted by the media. To be sure, he goes on, there will always be a morbid mob of pundits and prognosticators who fear market highs and want you to fear them too. Negativity always sounds more robust and reasoned than outright optimism. Yeah, you get more readers, you get more viewers. When you start talking crashes, people listen because they fear loss and the pain of loss, as we learned from the behavioral economists. Fear and pain of loss is like 10 times greater than that really good tingly feeling you get when you win, when you make money. Meanwhile, other investors may begin to question traditional investing wisdom and just buy whatever is hot. If U.S. large cap stocks are outperforming other asset classes, these investors may be inclined to forget about risk and downside potential and ask, why in the heck don't we just put all of our money into the U.S. stock market? Indeed, in positive markets, it can be very easy to forget why it's in the investor's long-term best interest to own a variety of strategies, bonds, real estate, emerging market stocks, international, small and mid-cap, even some cash. It's always good to be able to get your hands on a little tiny bit of cash in the event of an emergency or opportunity. You know, when the market does get creamed, I would look at that as an opportunity. Remember, if you follow any of the strategies that I've discussed on this program for 25, 30 years, you would know that we always have some cash or cash-like instruments or investments that we can draw from to value average our accounts, because the markets always come back, don't they? Go back a decade. It was pretty dismal, wasn't it?
Yes.
Things looked pretty crappy. We went through the lost decade. We had that enormous decline in 2007 to 2009. And everybody was freaked out. Where are we just 10 years later? I know it seems like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't really that long ago as it relates to investing. The patient investor came out of it okay. The market timer, probably not. Much like a sports team on Broadway, he goes on, or a sports team or a Broadway play, I should say, each contributor plays a different but pivotal role in the overall performance, and each plays that role only at the appropriate time. It's football season, so let's stick with the sports analogy. You got guys like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy's like a phenomenal quarterback. He gets hurt. He comes back and throws three touchdowns in the second half, the end of the game. I mean, the guy's just amazing. But he didn't do it himself. Tom Brady, with all those rings that he's got, Super Bowl rings, didn't do it himself. He's got to have a great line, great wide receivers, a defense that gives him good field position, a kicking game that keeps the opponents out of good field position, coaches that are smart enough to call the right plays at the right time. It's not just one person. It's not just one investment. Moreover, he goes on, instead of fearing the highs or loading up on hot stocks, the better strategy would be to diversify. Many investors remember that the Standard & Poor's 500 lost 39% of its value in 2008, but few recall that the 10-year government bond gained 21% in the same year. So if you had both the S&P and 10-year bonds, you were probably feeling not nearly as desperate as someone that had all their money in the stock market. Over the past 90 years, the average return after market highs has been better than the average performance, not worse. This is rarely mentioned, folks, when the sky is falling out there. Let me repeat, and you may want to put this in the back of your head. Over the past 90 years, the average return after market hits its high has been better than the average performance of the market, not worse. Do you really want to get out now? Now that the markets are at or near their record highs? Wow, that's a statistic I didn't know until researching this and reading this article. Likewise, many investors may now question their emerging market holdings when looking at the sector's loss of 6% so far in 2018. They may also remember that emerging market stocks lost 53% in 2008. So why invest in the emerging markets? But few investors recall that emerging market stocks gained 40% in 07, 79% in 09, 38% last year. Many investors scoff that REITs have only gained 1% in 2018. I get this all the time because I've been a huge fan of real estate, direct owned and through stocks like REITs. But few remember that REITs averaged gains of 19.1% compounded over the six-year period of 2009 to 2014. 19%. Also, probably the best performing asset class over the last 40 years. So diversification, critically important. I'll finish on that and get into real estate. Is it a non-correlated asset after this?
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home. is Talk Radio.
So we're talking about diversification here, and I'm going to get into correlations here with real estate in just a moment, but let me ask you, you guys, sorry, if you were going to buy some stocks, which stocks would you buy? Apple, Facebook, you buy the FANG stocks, right? Facebook, Apple, Amazon, yeah. Netflix, Google, right?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? With the huge, huge technology companies that are out there making a big splash, a lot of people ignore a lot of the other companies, the no-name companies, say the mid-size companies. And here's what we've learned about mid-cap stocks. They've actually outperformed the Standard & Poor's 500 over the last 9 years. I looked it up, 17.6%.
Yeah.
Compared to what, 15.1 or whatever. And I'm not saying they outperform the FANG guys, because they're, you know, five stocks or so of 500. They do dominate the Standard & Poor's 500, though. So when you buy large cap stocks, you're getting all that. But to ignore the mid cap would be a mistake. To ignore international markets would be a mistake. I have a really, really close friend who happens to be a retired lawyer. And she wanted diversification help a couple years ago. And yes, I went through all the stuff with her. I'm not her advisor. I brought in an advisor to work with her. But I'm her friend. And she asked me, well, you know, would you have emerging markets and all that? Yes, I would. Well, the emerging markets, not so hot. But the mid-cap stocks have done phenomenally well. The large-cap stocks, phenomenally well. The international stocks, not so well. Average this year. So when you shake it all up, it may not beat the FANG stocks. But you've seen what happens to some of these overblown technology companies when something goes wrong, like Tesla or whatever. In either event, it's so important that you understand that diversification is critically important. And I hear all the time, I get emails, people call me. They want to fire their advisor because they're not beating the market. And when I look at what they have, the advisor's actually done a good job. They diversified into different asset classes. They're using a multi-asset, a multi-style, a multi-manager, diversification. And even though they may charge a point or so, in the long run, they'll make that back. Remember what I said about the last 90 years when the markets get this so-called frothy? It only leads to higher markets. Again, we can't measure the future by the past. But don't give up on diversification. Now, on that same subject, I've talked about real estate almost every program for the last 30 years. And there's lots of different ways that you can have real estate in your investment portfolio. You can go out and just buy it outright. And you can buy real estate outright with your taxable money, with your IRA money, with your 401k money. You can buy it in the form of a REIT, which is brick and mortar real estate converted into a stock or a bunch of stocks. And all is good. While the two of those are different and don't have a lockstep correlation, neither does real estate stock and traditional stock. You would think that because they're both stocks, they would both be moving in the same direction. But Ben Carlson wrote about this just the other day. Investors have spent a lot of time and energy since the financial crisis in search of non-correlated assets. And REITs, real estate investment trusts, and I'll throw in direct ownership of real estate, does not have a significant correlation with the Standard & Poor's 500. And that's why you should have both. Now, REITs have underperformed the S&P 500 in the recent past. But that's not necessarily true going back over history. Here's what he had to say. Correlations, that is, how linked are they? Are they moving in lockstep? Correlations are far from constant in the market, so it makes sense to look at how those or these relationships can evolve over time when comparing asset classes. And he goes on to show the rolling three-year correlation between REITs and the Standard & Poor's 500 back to 1978. And this is his comment. The relationship is far from stable, but this is actually a good thing. The fact that the correlations can and will change can actually benefit investors from a diversification standpoint. Now, here's something that's hard to wrap your head around. You can take two asset classes, one that performs at X and one that performs at Y, and even though one performs better and one performs worse, when you add the two of them together, it produces equal to or better returns at lower volatility or risk because of the lack of correlation. Any long-term asset class should generally have expected returns above the rate of inflation, along with the ability to perform out of lockstep with other pieces in the portfolio depending on the environment. So check this out. From 1978 through July of 2018, the Dow Jones U.S. REIT Index showed returns of 12.02% with a standard deviation, that's variability, fluctuation, risk, of 18.25%. That means that like two-thirds of the time you can make that 12% return, but you got to be willing to give up 36% to get there. Pretty volatile. The S&P 500, instead of 12.02%, earned 11.74% with volatility or standard deviation of 14.77%. So almost 4% less volatility and about 0.25% less return. But if you were to use a mix of 75% Standard & Poor's 500 and 25% in the REIT index and rebalance the portfolio annually, the return would have been 12.11%, which is better than the REIT return of 12.02, which was better than the stock return of 11.74. You had a higher rate of return, the volatility 14.18. What? Are you kidding me? A better rate of return and a lower risk when going to a portfolio that had, I don't know, 20% or 25% more risk and more volatility, but a little tiny bit, 0.25% better rate of return. But by combining the two asset classes, you end up with a return that is greater and a risk or a variability or a volatility that is lower. That is the phenomenon of diversification and why you cannot give up on asset classes that may not be keeping pace with what is hot today. It's not an enormous improvement, but it is indeed an improvement. Now, You have to understand that if you are a singular investor in, say, REITs, remember, during the crash times, REITs were down like 70, 75%. So you've got to be patient. So here's my recommendation. Own real estate in your portfolio, but own it in the form of REITs. Own it in the form of direct ownership in real estate, like your house or a rental property. And own stocks diversified amongst large and small, mid-cap, growth, value, domestic, international, and emerging markets. And stay diversified. We'll be back.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. 3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
A great Eagles tune. I'll be seeing them later on this month. They're in town. You know, fellas, you have tickets yet? I can scalp mine for like $1,500. You want to buy them? I just got an email in from Jake, so hit it, guys. I go to Jake because he's asking a question about diversification. Ray, love the show. How would you diversify your portfolio? I guess in light of what I've been talking about here, he wants to know how I would do it. So I scoped something out during the break in 2 seconds. I'll use a $1 million portfolio, making the assumption that I have that. I would, Jake, do this. And I'm right in the sweet spot of retirement, so this I think is a compelling argument for what people that are in their 60s and 70s ought to be thinking. Now, I'm married, so I would first allocate, and again, this is not a recommendation. This is just me doing this for me. I got $1 million that Jake just gave me. How am I going to slice it up and put it in my pie? I'm going to put 20% of it into some kind of joint annuitized income, like an annuity. Now, if I don't need the money, it'll be a deferred annuity. If I'm already retired and need the cash, it would be some kind of a lifetime income annuity for a joint life. I would not put the inflation rider on that. That's a whole show I have to talk about some other time. Next, I would put 20% in just super safe bonds. Cash, short-term bonds, government bonds, corporate bonds, high-yield bonds, just an array of diversified cash and cash-like instruments. Then I would put 20% into direct-owned real estate. In this case, it's $200,000. I can probably find a $200,000 property somewhere that with leverage or without leverage can get me about a 6% yield. Got to do a little bit of work, but that's okay. Could hire a property manager. And now I've got annuitized income from the annuity and sort of kind of annuitized income from my real estate. That leaves me $400,000 left over that I can invest long-term in the stock market. So what's my allocation? 20% immediate or deferred annuity, 20% bonds, which is 40% fixed income, 20% real estate, and 40% stocks. How would I divide the stocks up? Well, I would put 30% in large cap, 20% in mid cap, 15% in small cap, and 15% in REITs. 15% in international, and 5% in emerging markets. So they're kind of allocated according to risk. Now, when I say 30% in large caps, that's 30% of the 40%, which is 12% of the total asset allocation. So I'm not putting, you know, 40% or 30% of $1 million or $300,000, because this is me. You know, I'm in my 60s. I want an income stream in the event that I decide to hang it up. So in this example, if I wanted to take $40,000 a year, a 4% distribution, I'd get about 10 grand. Jeannie and I would get about 10 grand from the annuity, probably 12 grand from the real estate. I'd be $18,000 short. I'd pull that $18,000 from the 200 grand in bonds, and that's going to last me about 15 years. About 15 years. At which time, I still have the real estate, and I still have the annuity. Who knows what the real estate cash flow would be, but if I'm lucky enough to get $12,000 today, and I get, you know, 2% bumps on it, I'll be getting 16 grand from real estate 15 years from now. And I'm still getting 10 grand, so I got 26,000 coming in. So if my stock portfolio of 400,000 grows at 8% over 15 years, the stock portfolio should be worth $1.2 million. Heck, the dividend yield on that is 3% or $36,000. So I'd have $36,000 plus $12,000 from real estate plus $10,000 from my annuity, 36, 46, 56. I'd have $58,000 coming in for income. What might I need? Well, if I needed 40 today and I figure inflation to be 2% 15 years from now, I need 53,000. I've got 58 grand coming in. And that's doing no reshuffling. No reshuffling whatsoever. Again, not a recommendation. But Jake asked me what I would do. And that is what I would do. And I suggest that you have that conversation with somebody so that you might do that as well. Oh, I got to find a short one here. Here's Iris. My mother has an old annuity contract with a big gain. I was told I could take a tax-free withdrawal. Is that true? Probably not, Iris. If, what is it, 1982? If your mother has a I think it was 1982 annuity contract, the tax treatment on annuities back then was FIFO, first in, first out. So she could withdraw all of her principal tax-free. And if she does have a pre-82 annuity, I suggest you do that or have her do it. That is a bonanza. She gets tax-free money. The rest of the money stays in the annuity and is taxable when it comes out. Now, if it's post-1982, then anything that comes out will be taxable as ordinary income. So one of the things you might want to do is calculate what her tax bracket is. She may be in a low enough tax bracket to withdraw interest from the annuity first, if she can, and pay very little tax on it. And that might be better than you inheriting it, because you're probably in a higher tax bracket than she is. This is why you hire a good advisor. And it's why I show up to do this show every day. Now go out and make it a great one. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at BizTalkRadio.com.